And I'm Steve Miller. Coming up in sports, we'll hear from A&M football coach Kevin Sumlin as the Aggies get ready to host Florida. It's the inaugural SEC game coming up at Kyle Field on Saturday.
All right. Bill Flores joins us this morning from the district. Good morning, Bill. How are you?
Hey, Scott. Doing great. Good to be on with you and Kat and Steve on News Talk 1620 this
Thank
morning.
Thank you, sir. Let's first of all take care of local business because you're going to be meeting with the public. You got a town hall meeting coming up.
Yes, we have a town hall meeting coming up at the Bush Library on September the 17th, and so I'd ask everybody to stay tuned for details. We'll have a couple of really neat things that we're going to do at the beginning of this one as well. So I hope the community will turn out in large numbers to see us.
I'd like to get your thoughts on, we got a chance to talk last Wednesday from Tampa, but obviously more stuff went on at the convention after that. What other stories can you share from the end of the convention?
Well, I thought the speeches were pretty great. I really enjoyed Ann Romney's speech. Paul Ryan, I thought, hit the ball out of the park the next day. And then we had Clint Eastwood, and that one's got mixed reviews. It was hard to hear what he said in the convention, but when you could hear him, he was pretty funny and also pretty poignant with the empty chair there standing beside him. And then I thought that Romney did a great job as well.
Well, it was interesting. I know you want to build energy. I thought he kind of let some air out of the balloon because of just his delivery and the way that he did speak. But I agree with you that probably Romney gave the kind of speech that he needed to be able to connect with America a little bit.
Yeah, I thought so. And I thought the way it was built up was pretty effective, too, to spend some time to try to talk about the good things in Romney's life to offset the image that's been left in many Americans' minds because of the negative advertising about him.
Well, again, we had talked about it the next day, the lady who came on and talked about her daughter who eventually died at the age of 26, but how Romney, so active through his church, would really reach out to people in ways that nobody ever knew at the time.
Exactly, and I wish that Mitt would be a little bit more open about what he's done with his success in this country is because he's been very generous and very helpful to people.
Bill, now, go ahead. Yes.
Go ahead. That shows the difference, I think, in the two views of America. One of the things the First Lady said in her speech last night is once you become successful, you don't slam the door behind you. You turn around and you reach back and you help the person behind you become successful. But what she didn't say is that the way that her party wants to do it is by taking money from those that have been successful and then using the government to help others along versus letting the private sector do it through either contributions or, more importantly, by creating a job for somebody.
Well, and it's interesting because the point of view that I heard in the Republican convention, I know a lot of people who share that. It's very difficult, though, to get the point of view from people who feel differently about that. And I don't know, Texas is a state where things are going well right now. Our economy is in pretty good shape, and we continue to grow. And it's difficult to find people who necessarily feel like the Obama message is resonating.
Yeah, it is. But, of course, you're exactly right. We live in Texas. I wish I could spend some time in Ohio right now. I'll do that in late October. But it would be interesting to see how the people of Ohio think, if they think that a government solution is a solution to their family's future, if it's going to be a better job that comes from a growing private sector.
Bill Flores joining us from in the district. Boy, yesterday you reached a benchmark that you probably didn't want to, as debt exceeded $16 trillion for the first time.
Yeah, it happened on the first day of the President's Party's convention. It was interesting that happened. It's a bad milestone. It's unfortunate. I hate the fact that we're here. Every bit of this is coming out of Washington. And, we've tried in the House to turn this around. One, by growing the economy, and two, by reducing spending and reforming spending, but we're just not getting much help in the other parts of government.
One of the things that they talked about last night in the Democrat convention is talking about our defense. They mentioned, I guess there had been some criticism of Romney not mentioning Afghanistan and not mentioning the wars that the United States has been in. Did it surprise you that he didn't bring any of that up in his speech?
That Romney didn't bring it up?
Right, that Romney didn't.
Well, no, I'm not surprised because if you look at what's on Americans' minds, Afghanistan is not at the top of the list. It's jobs and the economy and deficit spending and the impact of upcoming tax hikes. Those are the things that are key on Americans' minds. And so I think Romney and Ryan both tried to spend their efforts, their limited amount of time in front of the podium, to talk about those issues. It doesn't mean that Afghanistan is not important. It just means they were trying to focus on the things that Americans care deeply about today.
Congress back in session next Monday. What's front and center then?
Well, we've got several key issues that need to be resolved that we've been struggling with all year. Number one is we've got to pass funding bills for the government for fiscal 2013 that starts on October the 1st of this year. The second thing is I'm hoping we can address the tax increases that are going to hit every American on January the 1st. Each of the House and Senate have passed bills, but they're different, so we don't have an agreement on that. Sequestration is going to kick in January. We could lose 2.1 million jobs because of that. I'm hoping that we can get both houses of Congress to address that. The Medicare sustainable growth cuts are going to hit all our Medicare doctors on January the 1st. I hope we can address that. And then last but not least, it'd be nice if the Senate would start looking at a budget after 3 years of not doing anything.
Now, in reality, will this happen before the elections?
Well, the funding bill for the government, I think, will. I don't believe any of the rest of it will. I don't think that the two houses of Congress of the two parties want to have a big fight over a government shutdown this close to the election. So my gut tells me that we'll pass some sort of a continuing resolution to fund the government beginning October 1st, but I don't expect much else will get done. Not for a lack of trying on the House part, but I just don't see the Senate wanting to do anything.
Sure. Bill Flores joins us on Wednesdays when Congress is in session, on some Wednesdays when it's not, like today. You can hear the entire interview archived on our website at WTAW.com. Thanks for the time this morning, Bill.
You bet. A couple of things before we close. Sure. I'd like to thank the community for turning out for the Brazos Night Out for the Bachman and Northcliffe families last week. Mm-hmm. And also I'd ask our listeners to pray for our country and our troops during these difficult times.
All right. Thanks for the time.